Good morning and welcome to International Masterminders Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Stacey Silvera, and I will be your guest host along with the rest of my Mega Minders. I'm here in our virtual studio with some of my mastermind partners. I have Roslyn Roque. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning, Stacey.
Jackie Pierce.
Good morning.
Gail Burks.
Good
and
morning.
We have Marvin Scott and Rachel Moore, and our group leader, Melanie Painter, will join us, I'm sure. You may not hear all of them today, but I know they are on the call, ready to jump in. This is our first week of hosting, and we are so excited and energized this early Saturday morning here in sunny South Florida. It's a gorgeous day and a little nippy, but nonetheless, we live here in South Florida. And for those of you who may be around the country, we are the envy of every place in the rest of the country today. But we are just so glad to be on the air with all of you. So I invite you to call, text, or email a family member or a friend and tell them that we are on the air right now, and they can join us via the Internet by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/masterminders with an S, or by phone 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can press 1 to join in, or you can log on through your Facebook account. Make a comment and let us know here, and post your questions there as well. Today, we will continue our discussion on Think and Grow Rich by getting into Chapter 8, Decision. But before we start, Roz, will you tell our listeners a little bit about the International Mastermind Association?
Yes, certainly, Stacey. Good morning, everybody. The International Mastermind, or IMA as we call it, is a group of like-minded individuals who come together and, based on the mastermind concept, we use the Napoleon Hill's book called Think and Grow Rich. And as masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis. We coordinate our knowledge and our effort in a spirit of harmony, which would be between two or more people. And what we try to do is attain a definite purpose. And we come together to share knowledge with each other and support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and to hold each other accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. And we set our goals in 10 areas of our lives. That's spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. And we find that goal setting in these 10 areas of our life will transform our lives as well as your life. So for more information on IMA, International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web at www.internationalmasterminders.com or Facebook at International Mastermind Association. And you can follow us by linking our page. We want to give a shout-out to the founder and president of IMA, Mrs. Ann McNeil, the master builder, building masterminds. I know she's out there listening with all of you and may join us at some point during the broadcast.
Okay, thank you so much, Roslyn, for sharing that information. And I just want to reiterate, as Roz just said, that IMA is based on the book Think and Grow Rich, which is one of the most influential books of all time. It points the way to personal achievement, to financial independence, and to riches of the spirit beyond measurement in mere money. There has never been another book like it, and it was inspired by Andrew Carnegie, who disclosed the formula of personal achievement to Napoleon Hill many years ago. Although the times have certainly changed and the circumstances of our daily lives are even more complex than when Andrew Carnegie and Napoleon Hill sat down to talk, the secrets they reveal are time-tested and just as pertinent today as when this classic text was first released. The riches discussed in the book and in our discussions here today and every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Block Talk Radio need not be thought of only in financial terms. There are great riches in lasting friendships, harmonious family relationships, sympathy and understanding between business associates, and an inner harmony that brings peace of mind measurable only in spiritual values. The philosophy of Think and Grow Rich will prepare you to attract and enjoy these higher things in life, but only if you are ready for them. Be prepared, therefore, when you expose yourself to the influences of this philosophy and to experience a changed life, which may help you not only to negotiate your way through life with harmony and understanding, but also to prepare you for the accumulation of material.
Oh, wow.
Oh, are you there? Hello?
Stacy dropped.
Okay. We lost Stacy, but we're going to keep on going until we can get her back. I'm Gail Burks, and good morning, everyone. I've got a few more pieces of information for you this morning. Wanted to remind you, as our listeners, if you want to jump in, press 1 so that we know you want to participate in the dialogue. That tells us that you're raising your hand to become part of the conversation. Folks, I want to bring Melanie in. Melanie, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Melanie is the leader of our group. You want to give us a couple points as it relates to this chapter that we're going into?
Sure. Good morning, everyone, again. I'll just share the titles of the first 7 chapters and let you know that today's chapter discussion is on decision. Chapter 1, First Step to Riches, Desire. The starting point of all achievement. Chapter 2, Step to Riches, Faith, Visualization, and Belief in the Attainment of Desire. The third step to riches, Auto-Suggestion, the medium for influencing the subconscious mind. Fourth step to riches, Specialized Knowledge, Personal Experiences or Observation. Also last, how to develop an affirmation. First step, imagination. Sixth step is organized planning, and the 7th step is decision.
I'm back, guys.
Hey,
I don't know what happened. I guess I got dropped somehow.
Okay, we've got Melanie working the 7th step will be going through this morning. So we picked up the ball when you stepped out for that moment.
Thank you so much. That's why I have a mastermind group, because I know they're behind me, helping me to stand firm and get going. Melanie, I know
Would you like me to highlight from chapter 7, from the chapter on decision?
Yes, and I think that after we cover that, then we can jump into our discussion on decisions.
Okay. So studies of people who accumulated large fortunes disclosed that every one of them had the habit of reaching decisions promptly and of changing these decisions slowly, if and when they change them at all. People who have failed to accumulate money, without exception, have the habit of reaching decisions, if at all, very slowly, and of changing these decisions quickly and often. The majority of people who fail to accumulate money sufficient for their needs, are generally easily influenced by the opinions of others. Everyone has a flock of opinions ready to be wished upon anyone who will accept them. If you are influenced by opinions when you reach decisions, you will not succeed in any undertaking, much less in that of transforming your own desire into money. Keep your own counsel, reach your own decisions, and follow them. Take no one into your confidence except members of your mastermind group, and be very sure in your selection of this group that you choose only those who will be in complete sympathy and harmony with your purpose. Even then, don't make their opinions your own as a matter of course.
Well, I think that those words are very strong. And as I was preparing for our talk today, I was sharing some of these thoughts with my daughter. And I just want to share a little bit with you how I was able to show her in her own life what this thing called decision really is. About 2 years ago, my daughter was away at the University of Florida, and she made an announcement to me that she wanted to go to culinary school. So I said, great. However, you're going to have to finish what you started at UF before we go off onto this chase for culinary school. And she said, okay, we'll do that. And over the course of the following 2 years, she spent every free moment she could researching and really embracing that decision that she had made to go to culinary school. Well, it was such a strong thing. She applied to Johnson & Wales. She got in and put them on hold because she knew she had to finish her first degree. And towards the end, getting close to graduation, I found out about another school here in South Florida. Miami-Dade College was launching their new culinary school. So I said to her, Sydney, you know, why don't you see if we can go to Miami-Dade, you know, because it's a lot less money and so on and so forth. And she says, well, I really want to go to Johnson & Wales, but I will go and look at it. And we went and we looked at it, and she was thinking about it. And then she came back to me and she says, you know, Mom, I really, really want to go to Johnson & Wales, and I don't care if it costs more money. That's where I want to go. That's the decision that I made, and I don't want you to deter me. I said, okay, darling, it's what you want. And I'm happy to say she started at Johnson & Wales in September, and I have never seen my daughter happier than these last 6 months. She wakes up excited to go to school, and she comes home just energized and passionate about going to school. And constantly she's looking for new areas for her development. And I think that this is the thing that Napoleon Hill was talking about with a decision, that you stick to it, you build on it, and you become passionate about it. Don't let anybody talk you out of it, because people will try to tell you that's not a good decision. And I'm anxious to hear from the other callers and from my team, you know, if there's what you think about that.
Well, you know, Stacy, good morning. This is Jackie. One of the things that struck me, and it definitely wasn't going on with your daughter, is in reading the chapters, they talk about procrastination. is the opposite of decision. Mm-hmm. And it is a common enemy which all of us some kind of way must conquer. And I must be the first to admit I have not conquered it. But in your story, you know, and talking about your daughter, it seems as if she was decisive. She knew what she wanted. She did not allow. She moved right ahead and did not put off the decision making process and wasn't procrastinating at all about getting to her goal. And I think this is one of the main things that that stops a lot of us from accomplishing our goals, even when we're going through our masterminding process and, we still put off doing what we have to do. And that's where I find the groups in the mastermind and being a member of a group very useful because it kind of helps keep me from procrastinating as much. Mm-hmm. Because there are people there that's making me accountable. That's what the group does. Jackie, you said you were going to do. Have you done it yet? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very important part of the masterminding process. And in terms of decision making, not procrastinating.
Mm-hmm. Anybody? On that same point, this is Gail. You know, that is so true and so powerful. And Stacey, that story. One of the things I heard you say about your daughter is that she owned it. And I think so often when we're asked to make a decision and people hesitate, you know, one, it prohibits us from moving forward, and two, it stunts our growth, but three, we haven't taken ownership of it. And, you know, I've noticed that when I see people moving forward at lightning speed, they've taken ownership of the path, the destiny, and the decision that they've made to move. And that is so, so important because that's how you, one, attain those goals. And when you look at all those people who have attained those riches out there in this world, the millionaires, billionaires, and now trillionaires that we're starting to keep a list of, these people made decisions and they owned them. And the other thing is, she was willing to accept one of those, what they talked about in the past chapter. She was willing to accept the fact that failure was not an option. And so she took the risk. And I really would have to commend her on that because I see a lot of adults that don't do that.
Yeah. I'm so happy for her. And, that was a big decision. But there are also other decisions that we make in the course of our lives that we need to stick with, and that's the other part of the message that I got from what Melanie read, is that we make that decision quickly, but we're also slow to change our decisions because, you know, when we keep changing, then we've become that scatterbrain. And you cannot get anywhere if you're not firm and own it, as you said, Gail.
You know, Stacey, if I could interject here and just say that in studying this particular chapter, I realized in my own life along the way that sometimes we don't realize it's not just the big decisions or the life-changing decisions that we need to be firm about or to own, but even the small decisions. And I'll just give an example. Over the years, I've had people tell me in college that I'm wishy-washy or flaky, and I'm like, well, where's that coming from? I'm really not. If I decide I wanted to do something, I'd do it. And they weren't really talking about the big decisions because I had a handle on that. If I said I wanted to go to school and study, that's exactly what I would do. Just like Sydney, do all the things in preparation for where I wanted to be. But it's in the little decisions, and those things could be, do I buy this pair of shoes? Do I spend this $100 on whatever I want to spend it on, or do I sit and think about it and maybe not do it, or have a friend or a family member tell me, well, you know, you shouldn't even spend that money, because, no, if you make the decision, then you just flow with it. Same as if you need to go on a vacation. Why are you procrastinating about it? You know you need the vacation. You can do with the rest. You need to get away. But you're here sitting down thinking about, okay, maybe I can do it next time, or maybe I should do it in June or December. I mean, these are some of the things that creep into our minds, and then we start second-guessing ourselves, and things don't get done, and then we wonder why I have all these goals on my sheet at the beginning of the year, but by June or the middle of the year, I still haven't achieved anything or attained anything that I set out to do. And that's probably because we really take a deep, in-depth look at how we are making decisions.
I think it's the how that really either gets us going or doesn't get us going at all.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing that I think happens when you make a decision, and Melanie, you're a perfect example, is that somehow or other, once you make that decision, the powers of the universe just descend upon you, and everything starts feeding into that one decision that you made that takes you to the next level and the next level and the next level. And I don't know if you can share any of those things that have happened to you over the course of the year that speak to that.
Definitely. I'll be glad to. And for those of you who were at the annual conference, IMA annual conference last weekend, you would have heard this story, but I'll be willing to share it again. Last year I decided that instead of, you know, living in my house, I wanted to live in a condo overlooking the water somewhere down in Miami, maybe the Brooklyn area. And I really consumed that decision. And when I say consume, I mean I went to sleep thinking about it. I woke up thinking about it. I had pictures of it. I would visit the area, you know, like 2-3 times a week because one of our group members lives there, so I was there all the time. I started living the lifestyle. I integrated with the people. I got to know the neighbors, even though I wasn't a neighbor yet. And I really consumed everything about this. And I knew what kind of apartment I wanted, a loft. I knew that I wanted it to be looking over the water. And I worked it out. I put the finances together and realized I could very well afford it. But I had an issue. What was I going to do with my house? And so over the course of the year, I set out, even though I had my annual report affirmation for the year, I decided I would pull out a separate affirmation, set a timeline, a date, and everything just for the attainment of this loft apartment overlooking the water. And my timeline was June. I really wanted to be here as of June 2011, but things didn't take that turn. But by November, I was able to move in. I was able to find something to do with my house. And I'm here now talking to you, looking at the Port of Miami, watching the sunrise. And I really never back down from wanting this. And the consuming of it, the thinking about it, and really putting it out there. I think with, back to Stacey's point that says that I kind of wooed the universe into giving me what I wanted. At that point. And sometimes we don't realize that we can do that in every area of our lives. Just on another point, I had a friend talk to me about, we have, so to speak, named this year as the year of the boyfriend or the husband or whatever for single people. And it started out really as a joke. But she made a very good point to me the other day, and she said, I have gone back and realized that every life-changing decision that I have made in my life, I really consumed that decision, and I prepared for it, and I gave it my all. And somehow it just took off. Everything, the steps just went from step one to step two to step three. She's like, how come we don't do that when it comes to finding ourselves a life partner? And it rang a bell in my head, and I said, really and truly. And I said, and I had to really take stock of myself because I'm thinking, okay, maybe I need to change the way I'm making the decision about this in my life. And
you know, This is Gail. That's so funny that you said that, because I did that. I'm what they call re-singled. I'm not divorced. That's a negative term. And I think that we have to be able to put the negative out of our lives and our world. So I adopted the term re-singled because that's what the judge said I was. And I made a list of the things that I wanted in a relationship, but what initially did it was external. You know, this is what I want of someone else, but it ended up being a list of what I needed to work on for me, because I needed to have those characteristics in order to draw them into my universe. And I'd have to tell you, you know, just for those who are still, it works. It works because I now have a companion that has those characteristics because I grew into them, and I had to get ready for him. So you know, it's something that we need to also think about. You know, what is it that we want? How do we want it? And are we ready to receive? You know, when you look at the laws of nature, the principles,
attraction.
The being able to receive, you know, are we prepared for it? And if not, it will not come. So a lot of the ladies, a lot of the guys need to understand that if it's not coming, or if it's not coming in the way that you want it, don't blame the other person, because that's what you put out in the universe. You made a decision that that's what you wanted, but you really didn't understand what it was that you were asking for. And I think that, you know, it is so important to be clear, because the spirit will give you what you ask for. And I always go back and say, that's not what I wanted. That didn't work. And I get this little saying, but that's what you asked me for, and that's what I think.
This is Jackie.
I'm sorry to break in, ladies, but I just want to remind our listeners that they can call in, that we are online right now, and that they can just press 1 and speak to us. But ladies and gentlemen in our audience this morning, you're listening to IMA, and we are exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. We're doing this every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Don't forget that S on masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web, or join us live by calling into the show, 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1, or you can join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. If you would like more information about IMA, or International Masterminders Association, you can visit us on the web at www.internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, International Mastermind Association. Follow us by linking our page.
Thanks so much, Roz. We appreciate it.
I love to jump in right now. This is Rachel Moore. Just letting everyone know we have an exciting conversation going on Facebook. I want to give out a quick shout out to Angela Williams. She's listening into the show and commented on the post on Facebook. So to all of our listeners, go ahead and search International Mastermind Association on Facebook. Make your comments, and we're glad you're enjoying the show. So what we say is post and repost, share, tweet, and retweet. And when you tweet, go ahead and tweet #IMA. You're listening in to the Mega Minds. Back over to you, Stacey.
Okay. We have a caller, 0881, who is going to be joining the show. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
I lost our caller.
I'm sorry?
Stacey, we have another caller coming in, 0184. Shall we bring her in?
Sure.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder Building Masterminds, and I want to thank all of you for being willing to do this show this morning. But I'd like to know, what does Napoleon Hill have to say about the subject that you were discussing? Because somewhere I heard or read that he said that masterminding with your partner is the best mastermind group you can have. Can we have some discussion on that, please?
Oh, yeah, it is. And you know, this is Gail. One of the things that it has said is that, one, you have to be careful how you choose your partners, because you have to be comfortable enough with them in order to be able to confide in them. And one of the things that I also saw in the book, and that was in terms of the decision-making, you know, one of the first things we have to do in decision making is to keep a closed mouth and open ears and eyes in order to do that, because that helps us to acquire the facts that we need in order to make a sound decision and have no regrets for it.
Yes.
So those are some of the things that I picked up on. But just being action-minded. And one of the quotes that stuck with me was, deeds, not words, are what count most when it comes to being able to make a decision. I'm going to turn it back to my colleague.
One of the things that they stressed in the book, when you talk about a mastermind group, is that you have to have people in your group that are in harmony with your purpose. Because that definite of purpose and the harmony of it creates a synergy that causes, and it cannot really be explained, that causes things to happen once you have definite of purpose. And if the characteristics of the people in the group are in harmony with your purpose, then you have a greater chance of that purpose succeeding. And that's one of the things that really struck me when I was reading about decision making, because as a teacher, I taught decision making, and one of the main steps of a decision is the action. And in the book, it talks about making your goal and putting action to that goal. And that's why I think Mega Minds is such an action-oriented and productive group, because we are in harmony with each other and we understand each other's definite purpose. And when we put the action and hold each other accountable for those actions, then that person succeeds. And as a result, everyone succeeds. Because one thing I've learned about decision is that decisions breeds opportunity, and opportunity breeds decisions. And as a leader, you have to know when you make a decision to be firm and stick with it. Because when you find yourself wavering, the leadership in you doesn't grow as it should.
Yeah.
You know,
Go ahead, Gail.
This is Gail again. One of the things that I also saw in this chapter was it talked about courage. And throughout the chapter, it talked about, you know, the founders of our country and literally the beginnings of the American Revolution. And the word courage and economic freedom, since that really is the theme of this book, Think and Grow Rich, was very, very profound in as a thread throughout the entire chapter. And you know, I also kind of felt in hearing that, in listening and reading that story, is that these people had no regrets. You know, they had the courage, and they made the decision through planning, but they had no regrets once they decided to move.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that we need to think about as well.
Yeah, I even thought also, with this weekend being Martin Luther King weekend, that he also stepped out in courage and probably was masterminding a lot when he made his decisions to do certain things, and you know, really stepped out there and knew he was putting his life on the line, just as the forefathers did in the story that's in the book. So it's very interesting that we're talking about this on the celebration of his birthday. So, you know, one of the things that you just said, Gail, of us requiring courage, and we must be willing to pay the price of that decision and stick by it. We as a group have been together not for for a very short time. Most of us are very new to this process of masterminding, and I don't know if anybody would like to share how that has been for you and some of the decisions that we've made over the past year and how they've impacted our lives or our families, if anybody'd like to comment on that. And of course, if our listeners, if you want to speak, just press one and we'll be able to add you in on the call.
Stacey, we've got a listener, 3677, who wants to join in the conversation.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Ahead.
How are you, ladies?
Good morning. Who is
good
it?
Good morning. It's Angela M. Williams from the Anointed Masterminders, and I'm listening to you ladies this morning, and I'm thoroughly enjoying this conversation. And I just wanted to first tell you guys, you're doing an awesome job. It's really a great show, and I'm just so blessed to be listening on the other side again and not behind the phone call, just being able to take it in. And you, some of you said some really important things. We had our first interest call coming out of our last 4 weeks or 6 weeks of hosting the show and the annual meeting on Wednesday night or Thursday night, I can't remember, Thursday night I believe it was. And you, someone just said, and I can't remember if it was Roz or someone says that it is so important that you have like-minded people, but that there's also harmony in your group and that everybody's on the same page, because when you don't have that definite spirit of harmony, it can certainly cause your group to go out of whack. So that was just so glad. I'm glad you said that to the listeners as they're starting. People out there who are considering becoming part of the International Mastermind Association or starting their own group. So when you're looking for people, make sure you're looking for people that are like you in the sense of the spirit, not so much as doing the same thing you do professionally, but the same kind of spirit, because that is so important to a mastermind group, and especially a new mastermind group. Because if you have anybody out of harmony and not lined up with you, your group won't be successful. So that was just such a just a powerful statement that somebody made, and I just wanted to reiterate on that. And just to say I'm enjoying the conversation, I'm actually heading to school now, so I had to sign off on Facebook, so I couldn't post anymore on Facebook and encourage people to listen. But I'm just enjoying it. And whoever said I'm re-singled, I love it. I love it. Who said that?
That was Gail.
Gail, I never heard that term, but I love it. As a matter of fact, Gail, if you inbox me, if you're part of Facebook, inbox me. If you're not, Roz knows how to get in touch with me. I want to send you a document. 2 years ago, we did the 10 girlfriends and I who are single, we did a thing on how to know if he's the one, the right one. Well, this time we're doing one is the 10 things that you should be doing as a single person and preparing for marriage. And I've just shared it with another group of single friends, and we're starting a conversation about it. I'd love to share the document, not so much for you to be in the conversation if you don't want to, but just so that you can have it in your possession. Since you're re-singled, and I love that term, I got to share it with my divorced friends. Just love it.
Well, you know, ladies, it's so much more positive, Angela, and you know what? You can't be single again. So, you know, you're re-singled. And that
I
is
hear
so
you.
Much more positive. And it throws people for a loop when they hear it. They're like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm single. I'm 50, and I've never been married. So people always look at me, and I'd say, are you single by force or by choice? And I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm single. I do know that I'm choosing to be single now because I'm not settling for anything. I know what I'm looking for, so I'm not settling for anything. So partly it is by choice, I think, because I'm definitely not just going to get married to get married. But I want to get off the track of what you guys are talking about. I just want to know who that was so I could send that person a document. But to also say, I love the re-single thing. I'm going to definitely use that one as I'm talking and coaching women who are recently divorced.
You have my permission to wear it out.
Thank you, my dear lady.
Thank you so much for your comments, Angela. And
oh,
we did
welcome.
Enjoy your shows, you and the Anointed Masterminders, in the last 4 weeks. And again, we thank you for covering for us last week during the annual meeting. So,
well,
again, thank you.
I told Beatrice we got the short end of the stick. December was a 5-Saturday month, and then we had to cover for you guys. So we ended up doing 6 call, so we are certainly happy to be on the other side of this thing this week. So keep up the great work, ladies, and definitely each Saturday I'll try to support you as much as possible.
Thank you so much.
And this is Jackie, and I wanted to comment in there when we're talking about groups. And one of the comments that's in the book about groups is decision making and listening to other people and people having their opinions. And one of the things about being in the group is, in terms of support, is that our role and our reason for being there is not to agree or disagree with what you're doing is good, bad, or indifferent. Our role is to support you in whatever your decision is. We don't have to like your decision. We don't have to agree with your decision. But if it's your decision and you're strong with it, we're there to support you. How can we help you reach your decision?
Right.
You know,
and make
now,
you
and I will ask and that's what you will do. Now, in the process of us helping and questioning and whatever, you may see something clearer that you may change that decision, but we're not there to say, oh, well, how crazy are you? you know, so that's one of the things about being in a group, in that you can share, because you have to be careful who you share your dreams with.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jackie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mel.
Oh, I just wanted to say, as I was listening to you, that in that whole spirit of consuming your decision, if you present your decision to your mastermind group or whoever it is that you present this decision to, sometimes we miss the point that we are actually able to influence the person receiving that decision in a positive way. But we only do that if we are the ones that are really positive and owning or owning the decision that we've made. If we're iffy about it, then we're going to make everybody else iffy about it. So that's one of the most important things, I think. When you make a decision, you need to own the decision. If you decide that this is what you want to do, then you can't present it as if you're not too sure. Take your time, sit with it, and meditate on it, and be sure that when you decide to put it out there in the universe or speak it, that this is something that you really want. Along the way, there may be some wavering, but at least you know deep down you have taken the first step to own this thing. I want this. I'm going for it. Regardless of what comes my way, I'm owning this right here, right now.
And
Melanie, I think that's something that's very important.
And I think that steps into where Napoleon Hill talks about that if you are easily influenced, or if you're not really wishy-washy, but, you know, you have to have that desire. That's where that desire, that first step in the masterminding process come in. And that when you, because if you have a strong desire and you're very definite in where you're trying to get to and what you're trying to accomplish, then it's easier to make very definite decisions. You know, you're sure, you know, and when you're not, so when you're having a hard time making decisions or won't make them, go back to, is this something I really want? Have I really decided, do I really have this desire to make this happen? And if you do, by the time, when it comes time to making decisions, it's much easier to make those decisions quickly. And it's easier to recognize that, oh, maybe that decision wasn't the best one, and I can come back and readdress that. And so you don't take as long to change that decision if it turns out to not getting you closer to your end goal and desire.
Mm-hmm. You know, the scale, and Jackie, that is so, so true. And as I was going through this book, one of the comments made was, you know, when you make a decision or you seek advice of others in helping you to make a decision, do some research before you get into the conversation so you have some idea what the answers are.
And
it either is going to reconfirm or confirm what you are trying to understand and has popped back in again. But I also saw that there was a post reference that took us back to organizing planning. And for our listeners, on page 133, taking inventory in yourself, you know, a lot of times we don't understand who we really are. And mm-hmm. that caused a lot of the problems in terms of us being able to make really sound and confident decisions, because we're not sure of ourselves and our capabilities, and that causes doubt.
Yes. This is Rosalind. I want to piggyback on what you're saying, Gail, because I think the point that you're bringing out right now about indecision and how we are as an adult, because it grows out of our youth. When we start school or as children, we don't learn how to make decisions. And that's something that as an educator, I'm very sensitive to, because a lot of the problems that I see our young people encounter is because they lack the understanding and the skill of making decisions. I just want to interject that. Go ahead.
Right. You're
I know Anne had some. Anne wanted to join in. Anne, you're on.
Just wanted to find out, because we're following in the book, if you could share with us what page you're on, please.
Yes. I had said the inventory, taking inventory of yourself, was on page 133. And then there was another inventory that was a failure, which was on page 126. And the thing about it is, you know, we've been conditioned in our society to believe that can't is a primary and dominant word in our vocabulary, and that's one that I really have a hard time saying. It is not in my vocabulary. So I think that as we move forward, and again, as an entrepreneur, you know, and people who aspire to rise in the companies that they work for, or aspire to attain employment in companies that they desire to be affiliated with, can't is not an option. Failure is not an option. It's not in our vocabulary. And once we make that decision, then success and growth and wealth accumulation is a given in our universe. Or it should be.
Absolutely. Once again, you're listening to International Masterminders' discussion of the book Think and Grow Rich, and we're discussing Chapter 8, Decision. And we thank you all for listening to us today. Jackie or Rosalind, do you want to jump in on any other discussions regarding the chapter? And how we
I would like to say one of the key words to decision making, one of the key words that we have not talked about that is in the book, and it doesn't separate it, is faith and courage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the very interesting things, when you read the chapter on decisions,
mm-hmm.
it talks about how some of the historical decisions have been made through the faith and courage of individuals. They had an expectation, they had a plan, and they had a demand. And when they were able to get together, they found that there was strength in their unity.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand and operate in faith, you know that when two people come together in unity and they have a spirit of agreement, that whatever they ask for, they can have.
That
faith
you
and
just
courage.
Well, and that highlights that whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And that was one of the biggest quotes out of Think and Grow Rich. And I think that, you know, as we continue in our philosophy behind masterminding.
And this is something that's available to anyone and everyone. That's what we're trying to stress here today. It's not just for a few people. This is something that is for everyone. Right?
Right.
And we're perfect
Absolutely.
Examples of that.
Absolutely.
Not to a select few, not to a certain class of people, not to a certain profession of people. This is something that's open to every and anyone.
Absolutely. You know, on page 161, there is a paragraph that really is an affirmation, and really it starts on page 160. But the very last sentence, and it talks about economic freedom, expect, plan, and demand things that you have made a decision on. And the last sentence really stuck with me, ladies, and it said, the person who desires riches, and riches is not necessarily money. You have to define what riches means to you. In the same spirit of Samuel Adams desired freedom for the colony, is sure to accumulate wealth. The person who desires riches is sure to accumulate wealth. That for me was just like the whole chapter. And I made a decision when we saw what was going on, when I saw what was going on in the economy out here, in this world out here, and how in the United States we've now become a society officially of have and have not. I decided that, and I own it, that I wanted to be on the side of the haves, but I also wanted to be able to show those who haven't made that commitment how to get there. So this is a major, major affirmation that rung in my mind as far as Think and Grow Rich was concerned.
Yes, indeed. Well, ladies, we have about 7 minutes left on the show, and I don't know if there are any callers out there that want to join in. Please press 1, and we can open the line for you if you want to say anything or discuss anything. And, you know, just reflecting back on that comment that you just made, Gail, definite of decision always requires courage. Sometimes, hello? Sometimes very great courage. The person who reaches a definite decision to procure the particular job and make life pay the price he asks does not stake his life on that decision. He stakes his economic freedom and financial independence. Riches, desirable business, and professional positions are not within reach of the person who neglects or refuses to, as Rosalind said, expect, plan, and demand these things. And I always, whenever Miss Anne says, you have to have a dream to have a dream come true, I know she's speaking the truth, because if you don't dream, then you cannot get that. We have a caller from area code 863. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning. This is Demetrius Washington. This is I'm a first time listener, and I think being only male that I hear so far, I think that you ladies are doing a great job and have great discussions.
Well, thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Arcadia, Florida.
Arcadia, well, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
And not to disagree or to agree with you, ladies, I heard you guys talking about decisions. A lot of times when people make decisions, you have to piggyback to see what state of mind they are in, because a lot of people make rational and irrational decisions once you go forward. But like I said, I just wanted to call in and say that you ladies are doing a great job. I'm going to purchase the book. And
excellent.
I will be joining these conversations.
Excellent.
Please be
sure to visit our website, internationalmasterminders.com. You can find out a little more information about the organization. We'd love to have you join in with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely. Stacey, we've got Stephanie Eubanks holding to call in to make a comment.
Hi, good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Welcome. Enjoying the conversation. I see that we have 33 more minutes left on the air, not 7.
Oh, 3 more minutes. Okay.
33. No. But I just want to thank you guys for hosting the show this morning. I've been enjoying listening to you guys, Mega Minds, and enjoying listening to the Anointed Masterminders, and just having a wonderful time hearing about Think and Grow Rich Again. I have read the book myself several times, but, you know, it's always nice to hear it from a different perspective. So I just wanted to make a comment on that, and just thank you guys for hosting the call and for giving us a fresh perspective, and wishing you guys all a happy new year.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Thank you for joining us. I also see that Rachel wanted to make a comment. Rachel, you're on the air. Rachel? I don't think she was ready for us. So, Gail, you have anything else to share?
No, I think I'm done for the morning. I really enjoy getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday talking with you ladies and all the callers.
It was good. It was good. It was good. And Roz, do you want to remind the listeners who we are before we sign off?
I certainly do. We are the Mega Minders of the International Mastermind Association, and we will be with you on Saturday mornings exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Join us at 8 o'clock on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. And you can listen to us on the web or join us live by calling into the show at 661-554-9219. Join us on Facebook by liking our page. And if you would like more information about IMA, visit us on the web at www.internationalmasterminders.com.
Thanks, Roz. And remember, folks, what the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And I want you all to go out and make it a great 2012. We are the Mega Mind Master Group here for IME, thanking each and every one of you for joining us this morning. And we look forward to talking with you next week at the same time, 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, when we will be discussing Chapter 7, Persistence. And I hope you all have a blessed week. Thanks, everyone. Look forward to seeing you next week.